Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast, everyone. Hope you're all staying safe and doing well. My guest this week is Maureen Joseph from Good Vets, and you're going to be like, what? Who is she? Well, we're going to find out about her. We're going to talk about culture. Welcome, Maureen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, I'm better now that we're chatting with you.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
So a little bit about Maureen. Maureen is the Chief People Officer of Good Vets. She's an experienced HR leader and entrepreneur with a demonstrated history of working across industries. Maureen joined Good Vets in 2019 because of the opportunity to have a positive impact on people and people processes in the veterinary industry, an industry whose professionals are too often mistreated and underappreciated. Prior to Good Vets, Maureen worked for several years at Peak Six, a global investment firm based in Chicago. Maureen held various roles at Peak Six, including running talent acquisitions and most recently as the HR business partner that supports Peak Six's startup venture investments. As a member of the people team at Peak Six, Maureen implemented innovative talent programs and introduced diverse recruiting practices. Prior to Peak Six, Maureen worked within a talent acquisition at Walgreens and Grant Thornton, focusing primarily on university recruiting and strategy. She received her Bachelor's of Science in Human Resources and Marketing from Marquette University. She lives in Chicago with her husband, Brandon, their daughter, Addie, and their black lab, Duke. In her spare time, Maureen operates a professional career coaching venture and Maureen Joseph Career Consulting, providing career guidance and advising virtually and in person. Boy, you wear multiple hats, my friend.
I sure do. Yeah, I like to keep myself busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're definitely doing that. That's for sure. So, you know, this podcast, we're going to chat about culture in the veterinary field, which is always, it's probably more prevalent now, more important now than ever, just because of how we're seeing the teams working with one another. So, you know, core values are something that's really important to any practice, whether it be, you know, corporate owned, privately owned. So talk to me a little bit about how you come up with core values.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably start with, you know, culture and then touch on core values for sure. But I think, you know, you hit it. Culture is a hot topic these days, and not only in the veterinary industry, but across a lot of industries. And, you know, when I joined Good Vets, one of the things that I am always passionate about is building a culture that is supportive, but also, you know, really values the individuals that you have on the team. And so, you know, for us, one of the first things that we did, you know, when I joined the team, I was like, gosh, we don't have core values. So how do people know what we stand for? How do people know what makes sense? And so core values to me at any organization are so important because it really shows, what it means to you. They, you know, really set you apart and set your identity apart. And so, you know, I think, you know, really when you think about core values, they are some things that should hold true in terms of how your individuals behave and employees behave and how you make decisions. But then they also should be aspirational. You know, how do we want our culture to look? How do we drive those decisions? You know, how do we know what we need to do in order to succeed in the future? I think that those are, you know, when we looked at core values and how you think about core values, you have to really think about what's unique and different about your organization. And then how do you sell that? And how do you then use them in every single people process? So not only do you use it, you know, in your day-to-day, you know, your working day-to-day, but also when you think about hiring individuals or firing individuals or thinking about performance reviews. You know, those core values should hold true throughout all people processes and really show, you know, who you are as an organization. And then people, you know, should be able to speak to those on a day-to-day basis too.
And I think that core values can change a little bit, you know, throughout the, you know, because sometimes you're hiring these employees and they're coming with great talent. And, you know, one of the things that I always love to do is like, we come up with core values together as a team. Have you have any experience with that too? Just deciding like, what should we be? What's our identity?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think core values are ever changing. And I think the most important feedback that you're going to get is from your employees. You know, if they don't buy into your core values and they don't buy into, you know, what you believe in as an organization, and it doesn't hold true day to day, then they don't make sense. And so getting that feedback from your employees, you know, what we did when we first rolled out our core values is we sat down with all our leaders and we're like, let's talk through these. So number one, why did we come up with these? Why do you think this resonates? And why does it not resonate? Is there something that we, you know, did wrong or something that we, you know, previously talked about that is in here that worries you? And having that transparent conversation is so important because, again, you know, your leaders of your organization are the ones that really, you know, should be the, you know, I don't know, the CEOs of each hospital really living those core values day to day. And if they don't believe in those, you know, that's obviously an issue too.
So what are some core values that you see with good vets?
Yeah, I mean, I think two of my favorite, you know, really one is be real. And I think as like being adult, you know, the more I learned about, you know, this industry and just, you know, there are some cultural issues. And I think it really stems from individuals maybe not feeling empowered or not feeling respected. And I think it's really important to respect and value each other's opinions and ideas and respectfully challenging each other and holding each other accountable. You know, I think with Be Real, it's all about being your authentic self and being able to bring that to work every day and also treating others like an adult and be kind. But it seems so simple when you say it out loud, but in practice, you know, I'm sure you're not surprised, but it's just, there are a lot of instances that I've seen across industries where individuals just don't treat each other with respect and don't, you know, really, you know, challenge each other or push each other. And so I think it's really important to, you know, I would say keep it real.
All right. So we keep it real, which I love.
Yeah.
Tell me another one.
I mean, again, one of my other favorites is conquer the unknown. So that one for us is, we really came up with that one because we call ourselves a startup in this industry and we want to think boldly. We want to tackle some of those tough challenges. We want to be willing to take risks, but also learn from those risks. You know, we know that we make mistakes every single day. Like I make mistakes every day. And what I do is I learn from those mistakes. And so we want individuals who can adapt and embrace change, be comfortable with ambiguity, which is tough. Like it's tough. Yeah. I don't think that's an easy thing to do. But really we're looking for individuals who, you know, want to learn and grow with us every single day because we're learning and growing every single day too.
Those are great core values. I like the one with Be Real because I say that a lot with my pet parents too, is like, I'm just going to keep it real because I'm also I'm a dog bag just like you. I'm a pet parent just like you. And when I hear that, like keeping it real, it's really important because the clients really want to know, what would you do in my situation? What are your recommendations? And, you know, I don't know what an ALT or an ALK-FOS means, but what do I need to do? You know, what topical would you choose or what oral, whatever it is that you would recommend? Yeah. So keeping it real would also be as like an internal and an external core value that I really do appreciate. That's great. And, you know, challenging the unknown is awesome as well, because I mean, we're scientists, let's face it, whether you're a veterinary technician or a veterinarian, we're always looking to challenge the status quo and ask the why behind our mission of what we're doing. So that's really awesome too, that you have that as a core value.
Yeah.
And, you know, so also changing gears a little bit, because when I was doing your bio, I was like, chief people officer. I like that a lot. So tell our listeners, like, how did you get into that role? What is it? What do they do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in a way, it's a fancy way of saying head of HR, but I actually think chief people officer and HR are different. And really the reason I think they're different is, you know, my role as a chief people officer is a coach. You know, I think of myself as a coach. And, you know, it's my job to provide guidance and information for individuals to make the best decisions. you know, it's not my job to make decisions for individuals. It's not my job to do someone else's job. It's really for me to be there as a resource to really, you know, drive education and awareness to HR issues or people and be more of, you know, in a way, almost a guidance counselor. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think, you know, really, I know that this role is unique. It's not only unique, you know, in this space, but also in an early stage company. But I think the reason that I'm on the team is because this is a people business at the end of the day, and people need to be taken care of. People are the best resource that we have. If you don't have the right people in the right team, you're not going to have a successful business. And that's really, you know, why, you know, I'm on the team today and really the value that I bring. How I got into this role or how I started, you know, I came from different industries, very different, you know, different background in terms of the industries that I had worked for, but I had always worked in HR and always been more of a coach to individuals and really, you know, wanted to understand individuals' challenges and how do I get those barriers out of their way and how do I work with them to make sure, you know, they, you know, understand people. I mean, people are the biggest wild card that you're ever going to deal with in any situation too. You know, people are not easy to deal with. And not a lot of individuals are, you know, really educated on how to deal with people on a day-to-day basis. So I've been really passionate about that. I love working with people. I love understanding people, you know, what motivates them. And I got to do that in my last role prior to coming to Good Vets, where I worked with different startups and individuals and really coached and guided them. And so the CEO of Good Vets actually is a former colleague of mine, well, now current colleague, but he and I worked together at a previous company and he recruited me to come over, and I wanted to join this industry because of the opportunity that I saw. Just there isn't enough being done in this industry. There isn't, you know, there's a lot of best practices that just aren't even being utilized. And, you know, I do think there's not taught in terms of how to deal with people day to day or how to be a good leader or how to, you know, deal with some of these issues. And I wanted to be, you know, be part of that change and be part of, you know, figuring out how can we, you know, make this industry better overall.
Well, we're glad you're in it because we need individuals like you to help us guide us through. And, yes. You know, I love the fact that you're in there because, you know, we are facing an unprecedented year, you know, with COVID, for instance, this pandemic.
Yeah.
And we were just chatting with our friends with the DVM moms on Facebook too. We were talking about like flex scheduling and, you know, what if I have COVID and what if, you know, my significant other or my child, am I going to get fired from my job because I need to take a medical leave of absence? I'm sure these are things that you're experiencing now more so than ever, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this year is tough on everyone. You know, there's a lot of unknowns. There's not a lot of answers. We've never been through this before. And that's what I keep reminding individuals. I think it's, you know, right now it's really important to lead with empathy is what I would say, is be humble, understand where individuals are coming from, understand their perspective. You know, everyone is dealing with something right now. And you're just not going to know that. And so you have to be there to support individuals and understand that and try to be flexible with individuals as much as you can be. And yeah, it's a tough year for everyone, for sure.
It is. And, you know, we were just talking about culture, and here we all have, you know, you have a team of 10, you can even have a team of 100, you know, even more. And they all have their family, they all have their experiences, but they're all trying to deliver their best performance for that day. And I love what you said, because, you know, lead with empathy is important, because you just don't know when they enter that building, it's not about you, maybe not necessarily like an employee conflict. They got some things that they're dealing with at home that is tough. And so we need to elevate each other and support one another, because we live and lead in an emotional profession with ups and downs throughout the day, euthanasias, hit by cars, new puppies and kittens, you know? So boy, oh boy, do we really need each other more so than ever. And it's not about you in the sense where like you think I did something wrong. Did I say something wrong to him? Did I hurt her feelings? Maybe they're having a tough day. Maybe they're having a little tough day and we're just there. And it never hurts just to say, I'm here if you need anything, you know, because we need that.
Exactly. And I think that's so important. I mean, I think what I've seen is, yeah, just showing your support, saying you're there for them. And then also just being aware and understanding someone else's perspective. You know, your perspective is different than someone else's. They're going through something different than you are. Everyone's going to have tough days. Like, no one is perfect. No one is going to show up and give 100% every single day. But how can you, you know, rally around each other, especially during this time, be there to support each other, you know, really show, you know, I would say show a lot of that, you know, that teamwork. And that's now so important. Yeah. Because there are tough days. Like, not only are there tough days in this industry, we're also going through a global pandemic where no one's been through this before. And so it's a tough year. It's mentally draining on everyone. I think it's so important to take a step back and be aware of that and be aware of individuals are coming from more than anything.
Absolutely. And well, that's what's so nice with your position as the chief people officer at Good Vets, because there is someone such as yourself to really make sure that all the teams are okay and checking in, and a voice of reason or somebody to listen to if they need someone to vent to or talk to for whatever reason. It's nice that an organization has that for them.
Yeah. And I mean, that's my role. I think I've had more what I would call guidance counselor conversations this year more than ever, but that's part of my job. And my job is to be an ear for individuals to, you know, have some time to vent, but also let's talk about, okay, here's what we're going through. Now, can we talk through solutions? How can we work through this together? How, you know, I'm here to support you. I can't be, you know, I can't solve the problem for you, but I can be by your side and support you while we figure out how to solve it. I think that's the most important thing is that I've realized, as well as just empowering individuals. So giving them the opportunity to vent and to, you know, make sure that I understand the challenges that they're going through. And then let's move to problem solve mode. So how can we fix this? How can we work through this together? How can we get some of these barriers out of your way to make your day-to-day easier? You know, we're not going to be able to solve everything, but I, you know, one of the things that I always say is, like, I can't help if I don't know. And so I prefer individuals come and talk to me. Just come talk to me. What's going on? What's in your head? You know, tell me about, you know, some things that you're dealing with, and then let's talk about how we can fix it. Because I just can't help if I don't know what's going on.
You don't know. You're right. It's so important. You just don't know. And then you don't want it to wait till they're bottled up, and then explode over something that's really minuscule. But when, in fact, when you have a deeper conversation and realizing this is what's really going on, I mean, that's where you really want to get to the root of it. I think our profession, sometimes I think we're getting better where we're actually realizing that we're not we're human.
Everyone's human. Yeah.
Everyone's human. I mean, I know that everyone's like, we try to be superheroes. I still think we are as veterinarians, but at the end of the day, we are.
Yeah.
But we are human, and we need somebody to talk to about that. And so I think it's good that someone like you is there. So Maureen Joseph, where can we find more information about you? Where can we find more information about Good Vets?
Yeah, I mean, visiting, you know, our Good Vets website, so good.vets.com, you know, that's where you can find a lot of information about us. You know, you can find me on LinkedIn, you know, always happy to chat. I love virtual coffees these days. So, you know, any of those places where you can find more information on me or on Good Vets.
And Maureen, what are you watching on Netflix right now? What's a show that you recommend? What's binge watch worthy? Talk to me.
Man, so I just finished Schitt's Creek, just finished. And then I just started The Queen's Gambit.
I'm watching that.
Okay, yeah. First episode, but I was like, oof, I think I'm going to like this one for sure.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yes, like, who would have thought that chess could be so amazing and interesting?
I know. Yeah. So, love, you know, need some good binge watching these days.
Yes, you need to. Always good advice. So yeah. Maureen Joseph and Good Vets, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yes, stay safe. And thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Always take care of your fur baby. Stay pawsome and stay safe. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.